It's 24 after 11, and our pleasure to have a group here tonight that was at the Bottle Brush Gallery Harmony in the House series. And this duo is from Nashville. You'll get a chance to meet them a little bit more during the rest of this hour. But let's just get started. Eric Brace and Peter Cooper.
Boys and girls, take warning. If you go near the lake, keep your eyes wide open and look for a sneaky snake. Maybe you won't see him, maybe you won't hear. He'll sneak up behind you, he will drink all of your root beer. And then sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky snake goes dancing, giggling and a kissing. I don't like old sneaky snake, he laughs too much, you see. He goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath. Beers. And then sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky snake goes dancing, giggling and a kissing. I don't like old sneaky snake, he laughs too much, you see. He goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath.
Eric Brace and Peter Cooper at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was a fun song.
I like that song. We didn't write it.
Tom T. Hall wrote it, right?
That's right. Tom T. Hall wrote it, and we redid it recently on an album called I Love Tom T. Hall's Songs of Fox Hollow, where all the kid songs that Tom T. wrote, we went to his house in Franklin, Tennessee, or Brentwood, Tennessee, and we did new versions of them with a bunch of our friends. It was a fun project.
And that's Peter Cooper speaking. What made you want to focus on Tom T. Hall?
Well, we're both huge Tom T. Hall fans. We think he's absolutely one of the greatest songwriters alive or not alive. But when I was a kid, Tom T., who was a huge country star at the time, came out with an album that must have driven his record company crazy, or at least in its conception. He said, "Well, I want to do an entire album of kids' songs," and he was known at the time for songs about barrooms and graveyards and things like that.
Stolen trucks and lost women.
But he went ahead and came out. It would be like if Taylor Swift now went, I think it's a kids' record next.
Yeah, time for the kids.
But the album did great and actually had two number one country songs off of it. And when I was a small child, it was a big deal for me. And it was something I could listen to and my granddad could listen to and enjoy. And it wasn't talking down or condescending to kids. And I just loved it. And then I got pregnant a couple of years ago.
That wasn't you, Peter. Oh, that was the other half.
Okay, yeah. Well,
it was you?
That's right. I found out I was going to have a child. And we thought, well, my wife was worried about things like how to decorate the nursery and stuff like that. And I just thought to myself, what's this kid going to listen to? And then I thought, I want him to hear I Love by Tom T. Hall. And then we just started brainstorming.
I forgot about that song.
Yeah, we just started brainstorming. So
we got Patty Griffin to sing that version of I Love. And it's just spectacular. It was just nominated for an Americana Music Award Song of the Year.
Yeah, and lost.
And
we,
lost.
We were also Grammy nominated and it lost. We were Grammy losing artists.
But it was a pleasure to be nominated. Just to be nominated.
You know, the best part was right before they announced we lost. That was a really exciting moment.
But yeah, we went down to Tom T's house June of 2010, and we brought a whole bunch of folks like Buddy Miller and Patty Griffin and Dwayne Eddy and Jim Lauderdale and Bobby Bear and Elizabeth Cook and folks like that. And they just basically sang all these old songs again that came out in 1974. The record that Peter's talking about was called Songs of Fox Hollow. It's just been such a great ride, becoming good friends with Tom T, who, I don't know, maybe people don't think about him so much as they should when they think about great. In a way, he's just a great singer-songwriter. It's not, oh, he wrote some country hits. He is just a spectacular songwriter, and it's been.
He does not really get the props he deserves.
No, I think that's true.
I don't know why. Because he was had a lot of the versatility of, say, a Roger Miller.
But for whatever reason,
his name probably doesn't pop into everybody's mind, and maybe this album will help.
I hope it's helped maybe a little bit. And he's in the Country Music Hall of Fame and just got a BMI Icon Award, so I think he's doing okay for himself.
He actually got them. He wasn't just nominated.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Not like us. He didn't actually lose this stuff. Yeah. But he is... he was an album artist in a time when most country performers weren't. Roger Miller was the same way. There was a time in the 60s when things were so singles driven that people would just put out a couple singles and then just pad it with whatever else they could find to stick on an album. And Tom T wasn't like that at all. He was a guy that was just if there were 12 songs on the record, they were all 12 great Tom T. Hall songs, and something that never got released as a single was just as wonderful a work as the things that did. So we love him. And he's a great person, too. He's kind of exactly the guy you hope he would be.
Yeah. And a lot of people out there who, for whatever reason, might be a little bit afraid of diving into country music, I say to them, just go listen to an old Tom T. Hall record and see how brilliantly he nails the human condition with empathy and humor, and it's just great. It's great stuff.
Nails. That sounds kind of violent, though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Well, some of the songs are violent.
It's liquid nails. It's okay.
Liquid nails.
Eric Brace and Peter Cooper are who you're hearing. I want to be sure we get lots of music in. When we come back, though, I want to talk a little bit about your childhoods yourself.
Oh, God.
That gives you something to think about as you play it up. Yeah, what would you like to do next?
Should we do that, or should we do something
sure,
else?
Sure, let's do it.
Well, let's do that song we were talking about, I Love. We turned it into the title track. I love Tom T. Hall's Songs of Pop.
And you'll recognize this song. Maybe you don't yet, but you will once you hear Eric and Peter do it.
As we said on the record that we put out, Patty Griffin sings it, and, right now you just get me and Peter. I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May and hay. And I love you too.
I love leaves in the wind, pictures of my friends, birds in the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows in snow.
And I love you too. And I love honest open smiles, kisses from a child, tomatoes on the vine, and onions. I'm serious. I love winners when they cry, Losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. And I love you too.
Gosh, you guys do that exceptionally well, and I'm sure Patty does a great job.
She does it exceptionally better than we do. We recorded that at Tom T's house, a place called Fox Hollow, his property, and he has a home studio there. And I remember sitting playing guitar next to Patty as she was singing that, and looking out into the control room, and there was Tom T with a tear in his eye as he listened.
And I was looking. He's because I tend to forget passage of time. I think we all do. He's about 75, 76 now.
Yeah.
And living in Kentucky.
Lives in Nashville.
Oh, he's
right
in Nashville.
Yeah, he's from Olive Hill.
Yeah. Oh, I think he was raised in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. He was. You're right. Olive Hill, Kentucky. And he, that was something else. And he gave some good advice to Patty that day as she was singing the song. And I think it can resonate with lots of people who are trying to scribble anything down.
Yeah.
She was worried about it. She went, oh, I hope I remember all the words. Yeah, you know, I think I got them. And Tom T said, well, you know, if you forget anything, just make it up. That's what I did.
That's right. People who think that songwriting is this big mysterious process sometimes should listen to Tom T. Hall.
Make it up. He wrote that song also. He told us that he had been in a little down period, a little slump in his life, and was a little depressed about some things. And he went to talk to somebody who was going to try to help him get less depressed. And that person gave him some advice and said, why don't you just write down a list of all the things that make you angry or upset? And, you know, maybe that'll kind of purge this. And so he started doing that, and he said, well, that just made me feel a lot worse. He said, well, so if this makes me feel worse, maybe I'll make a list of things that make me really happy and glad to be alive. And that's how the song I Love came about. He wrote it in about 5 minutes. It doesn't even all rhyme.
Onions.
And, yeah, onions. It doesn't rhyme. And so he got a number one hit, million-selling hit out of it, and he also made himself feel better by writing about things that he does enjoy.
Well, if I didn't know that you two already have such a lucrative career in roots and acoustic music, I would suggest you could make like a therapy program around that song. You could record just a nice, clean instrumental track.
Sure.
And people, you know, could sing.
Genius. They just make lists and sing them over.
What they really
sure.
like.
Yeah.
I like it.
It'd be great. Like Eric Therapy or
General Admission Pirates Tickets.
General So's Chicken.
In May when they're still good.
That's great.
Actually, I kind of like it. So growing up, you were mentioning that you listened to Tom T. Hall growing up. Peter, where did you grow up?
I grew up mostly in South Carolina. I went to high school near the Washington, D.C. area, but South Carolina.
And whereabouts? And
different places. Spartanburg mostly, but Columbia. And I was born in a place called Florence, South Carolina, which is way different than the other Florence.
I've been to Florence. Right? I've been to Columbia, too.
Greenville. So we moved around a little bit.
Columbia is where the Strom Thurmond Health Center is, I think. And I always marveled, you know, if you're going to name a health center after somebody, you know, you might as well pick somebody who lived to be as old as
167. Yeah,
well, that's
right,
true,
that's
regardless
right.
of what you think.
Right.
Of
it was going to be the Methuselah
health
center.
Brainwaves.
How about you, Eric?
Well, I was born in Northern California, and that's kind of haunted me. And so I will put in a plug for next year when I'm releasing a musical about the California Gold Rush. That's going to come out next year on my own label, Red Beat Records. And that's what this, the Tom T. Hall record
We'd love
is.
To come on the radio show and show you the dances for that musical.
Yeah, also. Please. Yeah.
Oh, very much.
But the moved to Washington, D.C. when I was a kid and spent most of my time there. And that was probably the big formative stuff because people like Emmylou Harris was still playing in little bars when I was living there early on when I was a kid. But bluegrass bands like The Seldom Seen and The Country Gentlemen played a big part in my musical education.
So the Birchmere, you were probably
there? Oh, all the time. My God, I spent so many hours at the Birchmere.
It's kind of a mental meeting ground for for Eric and I, because I went to high school in the D.C. area, and Eric and I both loved the band The Seldom Seen. It was a progressive bluegrass band that was kind of songwriter-oriented, and we each, we just loved it. And I guess we were in the same room together watching The Seldom Seen a lot before we even knew each other, but we wound up... They were a real entry point into a lot of great music. The Seldom Seen is how learn about Graham Parsons and John Prine, and their song selection was just a wonderful encyclopedia of songs.
Well, they would pick covers that would also help people find this music more accessible too.
Correct, I
would often, I still do. You know, you can use the Seldom Seen's version. You know, where do you hear a bluegrass version of Bad Moon Rising? You know?
Right.
And it
After Midnight.
Yeah, or Lay Down Sally, I think they did. And it'll help people get accessible. So you guys didn't know each other in Washington.
We didn't. We met each other later as Eric was considering coming down to Nashville. But our Washington music experience was such a big deal to us that when we did meet, it was kind of we felt like we already knew each other. And we, in fact, went in our last duo album is called Master Sessions because we had featured on it the pedal steel guitar great Lloyd Green and Mike Aldridge, the dobro great from The Seldom Seen. So we actually covered a Seldom Seen song called Wait a Minute that was something that they would play each night, and wound up doing a version of that with another huge Seldom Seen fan singing the third part of harmony, which is Kenny Chesney, the big guy that sells out PNC Park every summer.
That's a great song.
Yeah, we love
well,
that.
Well, can we do it for you?
Sure, if you.
Yeah, we would love to. It's written by Herb Peterson. It came out on his record in 1971.
Mm-hmm. And Seldom Seen just played it every night. The first time I ever tried to request a song, it was at a Seldom Seen show when I was 17 years old, and I hollered out, "Wait a minute!" And they all just stopped and did nothing for an uncomfortable silence, and that was a lesson to me to never send out a request.
Was he waiting a minute? Was John Duffy waiting a minute for
that's
you?
That's what I was going to say.
Put his hands on his hip.
So we'll do this one.
Once again, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Waiting for you. gotta hold on. 25 to go, and once again I hear you say, hey, hey, wait a minute. Did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take. Can't take the lonely nights without your love.
You guys sing well together, Peter Cooper, Eric Brace. I bet you get Peter Brace and Eric Cooper a lot. Does anybody do that?
Yeah, we present it and get
Peter, Eric, Brace Cooper. Brace Cooper, Private Eye. I like it. How long you guys been playing together?
About 5 years now. When I moved to Nashville in about 2004 from Washington, D.C., I was down there. I'd moved down with my band Last Train Home, and Peter had written some very nice things in his capacity as the music writer for the Nashville Tennessean newspaper. He'd written some very nice things about Last Train Home, and we just started hanging out.
It's a good band.
It is a good
and
band.
And may I also say, we were so happy in the Nashville community to find that Eric had decided to move down from Washington, D.C., because we'd all been talking, and we decided that what we really needed in Nashville was one more singer-songwriter.
Well, I was there. I moved to help. And, you know, I was the last one to move in there. There's been none since then. And no, Nashville is just booming, and it felt like the place to be for my band, Last Train Home. And then we just started hanging out, and I didn't even know that Peter was a singer and a songwriter himself until we were hanging out. And, in fact, probably the first song, one of the first songs we sang together in his living room. And it's like, hey, let's sing that. And we just love singing together. Harmony's always been a big part of what we do, you know, and it's just been fun. So we started touring together, putting together a few gigs here and there, and made a couple of records.
You know, I just got this is about as late breaking a bulletin as we do here, a little post-it note, you know, put in front of me. But Marty McNeil, who is a name that may not mean anything to you, but to you guys from being from somewhere else, but Marty McNeil and her husband, Rod McNeil, and Rod, primarily Marty, I'm sure would want me to say, ran the Elizabeth Moose and their bluegrass sessions for many, many years in Pittsburgh, bringing everybody to the Elizabeth Moose from Eddie Adcock to John Hartford to just the Dry Branch Fire Squad. And she just called to say that Wait a Minute has been on her mind all week, song, and was just touched as can be to hear it. And, of course, they played it. Everybody in bluegrass played this Moose Club on a little river town in the Mon Valley about 50 miles, or not 50, but 20, 25 miles south of here.
Well, thank you, Marty.
Yeah, Marty just really enjoyed hearing that, and that's you guys did it really, really, really well too. You know, Nashville. My impressions have been there once, and I'm on the phone with them a lot, with licensing agencies and record labels. Mm-hmm. It's one of the friendliest cities. It seems
it's true.
That it really does.
When I moved down from Washington, where there's road rage every day and there's unpleasantness at every restaurant and retail outlet, you know. Nashville was just such a breath of fresh air. Everybody's nice to you there. And it really, people need to come and check out Nashville if they have any sort of prejudices against it, which some people still do. I say come to Nashville and let us show you around. Just give Peter a call. He'll show you around.
Yeah, Peter.
Because it is so fun. It's so livable, and it's
It's just, it's also a great creative community of, you know, people who are doing creative things, really intelligent folks, some people assume that there would be a competitive aspect to it, that with so many songwriters and singers there, but I don't find it competitive at all. It seems like most people there have figured out that we're not in competition with one another. What we're trying to do is figure out what we do uniquely and let that come out, and then you don't have to be in competition with Guy Clark or someone like that. You can just do your thing and he does his, and you can enjoy each other's stuff. It's a wonderful place to live.
Yeah, that's a good way. I think a lot of people do have that perception. I don't play, but a lot of my friends who go down, I always worry about them a little bit. You know, are you going to be okay? And
if anyone still has the notion that it's, you know, you got to just be the best at this, and if you're the best, then that works. A day in Nashville will disavow you of that. You'll go down to Lower Broadway and see somebody playing guitar for tips that plays better than anyone you've ever heard. You know, you can look at the charts and wonder to yourself, well, really, is that person the best in the world at that? No, it's not really about that. So it's a great place. I wish we had an ocean. That's the one.
Yeah, you know, I like an ocean, but oh well.
If anyone out there can produce an ocean for Nashville, then
We get the first one in Pittsburgh, and then you'll have the other one.
Okay, but careful. We got the flood 2 years ago. So
I mean, when I was growing up, my parents would drive me up to Lake Erie with a salt shaker and tell me that was the ocean.
I like your parents. That's great.
Peter Cooper and Eric Brace are here with us. I think we probably can get two more in if you'd like.
Suffer.
We'll try. We have about maybe 8 minutes of radio time left.
Okay. Let's do one that I wrote with another Nashville guy named Don Schlitz. He's the guy that wrote The Gambler and When You Say Nothing at All, and we try to help the young folks out, you know. Eric and I do. So we put this on our Master Sessions CD, and this is called Suffer a Fool.
Here's another nickel, Don.
That's right.
Suffer a fool, I can hardly believe someone as wise as you could suffer a fool like me. Suffer a fool, I can hardly believe someone as wise as you could suffer a fool like me. You've seen me stumble, and you've seen me fall, and you have seen me on my knees, and you have heard me call. I've seen you patient, and I've seen you kind, and I have seen you making sure I was not left behind. Suffer a fool, I can hardly believe someone as wise as you could suffer a fool like me. Suffer a fool, I can hardly believe someone as wise as you could suffer a fool like me. Judge, and I will point a finger, and I will hold a grudge. You've seen my shadows in the places where I hide, and you are always making sure I wasn't left behind. Suffer a fool, I can hardly believe someone as wise as you could suffer a fool like me. Suffer a fool, I can hardly believe
someone as wise as you. For suffer a fool like me, suffer a fool. I can hardly believe someone as wise as you could suffer a fool like me.
The Saturday Light Brigade, is that, was that song, did that get a lot of airplay? Did he have a hit with that, or did any?
No, there's still an opportunity for those of you out there who are a hit artist of any stripe to record that song and make a hit out of it. It has got, our version of it has been, yeah. It was pretty well played, so I was happy with that. But no, it's still up for the covering. Tim McGraw, if you're out there.
Yeah. So that was Don Schlitz or your song? I'm sorry.
We wrote it together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's... it's a good song. It's the kind of song that when you hear it, you kind of feel like you know it already, which
well,
is often the mark of a great
it. People
song.
People just, by the second line, they're singing along to
yeah.
it, you know.
Yeah.
So it is one of those.
And it's partly the tempo and the words, and I think the overall lyric, too. It just is real comfortable. You
nice.
Guys are great to have here. I wish...
it's great to be here.
I wish we had...
Okay, we're not leaving.
Know, yeah, that's you can it. Stay. Hey, we'll take all the radio
can
stations
we come back?
Hostage. Yes, absolutely. Well, I was curious, have you been to Pittsburgh before this area?
We haven't done much. My wife is from Greensburg, so I've been spending a lot of time up over on the east side of town.
Yeah.
And we've certainly come to a few games, but we haven't done much playing up here.
Yeah, we haven't done much playing. I came to a Pirates game here once.
That's yeah. right. But, hey, if we love the Bottle Brush Gallery, the... Harmony in the House concert series. Hopefully we can come back to that. And if there's anybody else out there that wants to book us, heck, give us a call.
Yeah.
We're up for it.
Well, go to redbeatrecords.com.
Yep.
And we've linked to that from SLB Radio's front page today, so you can get right to Red Beat. We have about like 4 minutes of radio time.
All right.
I'm going to let you play us out. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. And our thanks to Eric Brace and Peter Cooper.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. This is one off of the Master Sessions record, and it's a song about a man who, he's the doorman at a club down in Nashville, and we love him.
Big Steve stands at the door and says, $5, please. He's 6'8", so people rarely disagree. Smiles at all the socialites out on the town. He says, thank you very much, now y'all can go sit down. Big Steve has a beard, it hangs down to his chest. He works nights, so every day's a day of rest. Ain't no use in asking, he won't cut a deal. That money's for the band, and it's a sin to steal. Maybe you came for the music. At the end of the night, when they play the last song, the crowd will move on, and the music goes home with Big Steve. Big Steve holds the door when it's time to go. He says, y'all come back tomorrow night, it's another show. Counts the fives and tens and twenties carefully. He administrates the great neon economy. The owner checks to make sure all the doors are locked. The waitress has a drink now that she's off the clock. The singer and the band are headed somewhere else. Big Steve waits on the bus, singing to himself. Maybe you came for the music. At the end of the night, you will leave. When they play the last song, the crowd will move on. And
and the music goes home with Big Steve.